Andrew Zellman, publisher of Cleveland Scene Magazine, joins the show. So we've heard of the new Ohio City Galley, which is in the corner of West 25th and Detroit Road, but there was new news breaking this week about that location.
The news that came out this week is what those four food concepts will be. One is from Anthony Zappola, who has Lock, Stock, and Brisket at Cedar Center. He is opening up a rice shop. The second one will be Michael Nowak, the chef at Black Pig, is opening a modern Mexican restaurant called Poca. The third is from the Schoen brothers, who the chef Michael was at Seoul previously. They will be opening up kind of a old school diner with a new school flavor to it, with burgers and onion rings and milkshakes. And the fourth is from Victor Searcy Jr., who has Sauce the City, and he'll be opening up kind of a meat and barbecue type place. Those are the four places that'll be opening up in this food hall when it opens, actually in October.
So we know that Hyde Park's Bull and Bird Steakhouse is taking over in Chagrin Falls, but what's the deal with that? When's it opening?
This is in the old Gamekeepers Tavern space, and they'll be opening Thursday, August 2nd. They've made some huge changes in the interior of the restaurant, in the patio, and as well as obviously a brand new menu. This is what we talked about before, the chef-inspired boutique steakhouse with European influence. Things that'll be on the menu are things you've seen at Hyde Park, but maybe a little bit different take on them, such as the wedge salad, warm spinach and Caesar varieties, USDA prime filet, steak, ribeye, strip steak, double-cut lamb chops. But they're also adding things like lobster pasta, carbonara, chicken, grass-fed burgers. So a little bit of a new take on the old-school Hyde Park tradition. And opening soon in Chagrin Falls.
And tell us about Taste of America.
Budweiser decided to bring this new event to Cleveland, and we decided to partner with them on it. This is at Whiskey Island and Wendy Park from 4 to 8 o'clock p.m. tomorrow afternoon, so that's Saturday. There are still tickets available if people are interested. It's at tasteofamericacle.com. And what this is they are bringing an event with working with a local chef. So on this one, we're working with James Beard Award-nominated chef Jill Beta. And so she has made a special menu for this event. So ticket holders get to enjoy her food as well as some beer, be on the water. And then the proceeds from this event go to the Hunger Network of Greater Cleveland.
So if people want more information on that event or the other stuff you talked about this morning, where do they go?
CleveScene.com and then Cleveland Scene on social media.